Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of
21 Days to a Happier Family, written and read by the author, Dr. Justin Coulson. An epiphany is a funny thing. We have that light bulb moment. We see something, hear something, or think something, and in that instant, everything changes for us. We become motivated, inspired, committed to change, to do something different, to be someone new. But epiphanies tend to be short-lived. Our patterns of behaving in particular ways are well-established and are therefore hard to break. It takes extraordinary, sustained effort to make a commitment stick, particularly once the emotion we felt when we made the commitment or had the epiphany has passed. But in 2002, I had an epiphany that hit hard. It changed everything. It's the reason that you're listening to this audiobook. It was a moment that began a cascade of actions that became life-altering. The lasting change did not occur because of one moment of insight. While the insight was a catalyst, it was the way my behavior changed over the subsequent weeks, months, and years that made the epiphany lead to a new life. How a big mistake created a big change. We all have moments with our children that we wish we could take back. It was one of those moments that acted as a critical pivot point in my life and my family's. Most parenting books don't start with a confession from the author. But if you are struggling in your family, I want you to know that I've been there. And I often still am. I've made the mistakes. I do understand. As a young dad, I was struggling. My idea of child rearing was to have cute children who would bring me joy, grow up, go to school, become teenagers, and that's that. I had clearly never contemplated the complexities and realities of parenting. I knew that other people had challenges with their children, but I guessed those parents had no idea how to say no to their children, that they were complete pushovers. My expectation was that now and then my children would need to be told to change their behavior and my demands would be met. End of story. With no preparation for parenthood and no idea about what I was doing when the children arrived, it is probably no surprise that my experience failed to match my expectations. Having a baby was a joy at times, but dealing with sleepless nights, severe reflux, feeding challenges, and the other usual issues left me feeling out of my depth. Using naivety as a shield for my incompetence, I passed all child-rearing duties to my wife, Kylie. Fortunately, Kylie was better prepared. But it was having a toddler that really sent me into a spin. Within months of our first daughter beginning to assert a desire for independent thought and action, I became an angry disciplinarian. I threatened. I yelled. I withdrew privileges from a toddler. And I smacked regularly. And I could not be told by anyone how I might deal with the situation better.